Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. So far, 2016 has been a productive year for California growers. Almonds, pistachios, and walnuts are all looking at record yields. But this year hasn't been without setbacks for the ag industry. Water issues continue to be a major cause for concern for growers, particularly for farmers in the Central Valley. Ryan Jacobson is the executive director for Fresno County Farm Bureau. He talked about other obstacles faced by the agriculture industry this year.
The number two thing I think this year is going to be remembered for is the state legislature side of things. It was just an absolute beatdown on the ag industry this year, and it's terrible to say that, but the fact of the matter is that the state legislature really sent a clear message that they don't want agriculture in the state, or at least that's what they seem to be sending with all the different legislation they passed.
Jacobson is the fourth generation of two Fresno County farm families. He went into further detail explaining the legislative hurdles for California agriculture.
You know, it started with minimum wage obviously being increased from $10 to $15. It's a social experiment that I think is just destined to fail here in the valley, but you go to ag overtime and then just a plethora of other bills that passed, everything from methane to you name it, that's going to, you know, have long-term consequences and effects on this industry. I'm very, very concerned about what this looks like. It's really time for the state to either decide they want us or not want us, but instead of these little piecemeals, they got to make a more strategic direction there if this is an industry they want to preserve.
More news after this.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
In other news, Jay Colombini is the Executive Vice President for Farmers and Merchants Bank, the largest agricultural community bank lender in California, with 20 different locations throughout the Central Valley and Bay Area. He noted that in his experience, a typical dairy operation has their acreage divided between the physical dairy and other crops, most commonly feed crops for dairy cows.
And that's right, and they'll have some pieces that are a little further around, and sometimes they'll rent. Maybe a dairyman went out of business, and so they'll rent the land that ex-dairyman owns. So then some of these ex-dairymen, again, are thinking, I need to improve my income, so I'm going to plant something else that I can get higher rents on.
This is California Ag Today.